We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
What's up, y'all? I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I've got an hour of new Memphis music coming your way. Stick around. All right, y'all. It's another beautiful Tuesday afternoon in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm so glad you decided to spend it here with me. It is actually gorgeous, as long as you have like 7 layers of clothing on. The sun is out. The sky is blue. It's beautiful. And I have a great show for you today. We're going to be getting you hyped for this weekend's concert at Crosstown Theater featuring Marcella Simeon and Taliba Safia. And we're going to start that conversation next. We're going to kick it off with some music. This is the latest from Marcella Simeon, and I'm basically obsessed with it. So that's why we're going to kick the show off with it today. It's called Manifest It. Stick around. I've got Taliba and Marcella in the house coming up next. All right, y'all, that was Manifest It by one of my guests today, Marcella Simeon. I got Marcella and Taliba Safia in the house. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm so excited about this show that y'all have coming up this weekend at Crosstown Theater. And we were just talking, it sounds like people, if they want to come, they need to make a decision quick.
ASAP.
To leave tonight or live and die this way. No. Sorry. That's what how that gets finished in my house when you say we got to make a decision.
Yeah.
Shout out Tracy Chapman. Anyway, before we just get into everything, can we please talk about that song for a second? Because I felt like it came out of nowhere. I didn't know you were releasing any new music. And there it was in my little release radar playlist. And I love it. It's not that I don't love everything that you do. It's just different.
Totally different.
And it's such a vibe. And where did that come from?
Thank you. Well, I mean, heavily influenced by Beyonce's Renaissance. I'm sorry, I gotta be real about it. I mean, she reminded me that 90s club music, and that I remember as a kid, like, hearing it all the time, and like it, I internalized it, and it was just there. It's always lived here. And then I finally remembered how amazing it is, and I'm like, man, I want to do this.
Yeah.
And so I hit up Ryan Peele, who has I've seen make, like, you know, pop songs in that vein, yeah, or at least close somewhere in that avenue. And I thought, man, let's do something. And this was in March of last year or something. We started thinking about it and then just put some lyrics together. And yeah, and then it came to
fruition. Oh my God, it's so great. And your voice sounds so perfect. Like, it's a different way of using your instrument.
I had to open up another portal.
Yeah, it's myself, working,
because I didn't know if I could do it, and I had to push, but it was fun.
I love it.
Yeah,
it's funny because this is you saying some of that is reminding me of a conversation that I had with Taliba like last year at some point. I don't know, yeah, what is time, mm-hmm, where we were talking about your desire to do all the things, right? Like, yeah, yeah. I
why
mean
not?
Just that creatively you're like, oh, wait, but I also have this in me, and I also have this, and yes, yeah, I did this project and it feels like this, but like actually I want to try all these. I want to try it all.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, hearing her say that, Ryan did one for me in February that was fairly similar.
Totally.
I think you've heard
Go.
I
mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
go.
With
yes.
The new title.
I'm so excited. It's in the coffers. Yes. But she's heard everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been on a similar wave with just kind of expanding and wanting to make as much music that we love as possible, which is so many different genres.
Yeah. So many. Endless.
Oh my gosh.
Why not?
Like, yeah, why limit yourself?
Go there.
Especially in the music industry as it exists today. Like, you literally have these platforms. You can put music out whenever and however you want. Like, why not let yourself push those boundaries?
Yeah.
Like, if you're just tuning in, this is Straight from the Source. I'm Elizabeth. I've got Marcella Simeon and Taliba Safia in the studio with me today. Okay, so y'all are going to be at Crosstown Theater this Saturday night. Let's start with what should people expect from this show?
Oh God, magic. I don't know. Everything you could ever need that you didn't know you needed.
Okay.
yeah. Honestly, it's going to be, we're really excited to collaborate in this way because we've been telling everyone that would listen that the first time we collaborated was on Tambourine
yes.
Bash. I remember
yes.
how incredibly nervous I was.
Me
I'm
too.
Like, who did this lady right. place me with? But I was
this lady being me. Yes. Of
right,
course.
Right.
Yeah.
This lady being Elizabeth, who so brilliantly connected Marcella and I in 2018. And I was listening to some old voice memos of mine and found us singing together for the first time. We were singing Bag Lady from Erykah Badu, who we both love, and we just sounded like so beautiful together.
Ooh.
And that was such a fun show that I felt like she and I connected that day in a way that obviously has carried us over the last
yeah.
6 years
yeah.
and hopefully farther.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So okay, is this gonna be like, is it like one set from Marcella, one set from Taliba? Is there going to be some intermingling,
some
or how much do you want to give away? If
yeah,
it's okay, if there's
be
secrets,
some intermingling.
Okay,
yeah, there will be intermingling.
There will be.
Okay,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and we'll be doing our own sets.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm both having
a lot of music, a lot of new music that we've been working on. Mm. I'll be previewing something new.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we'll be blessing each other's tracks as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there's been a lot of that going on because I know. Marcella, I know you sang on at least one, maybe more songs on Black Magic, Taliba's project
yeah.
that
yeah.
came out last
yeah.
year.
Mm-hmm. Sang on Have Mercy.
Yes, yep. mm-hmm. yes. And then I feel like there's been some pollination
sure
in the other
there
direction.
Was song.
Sure
yeah, yep. okay.
She did.
And then we were recently in the studio together for some of Marcella's project that she's been a whole nother thing she's yeah. been cooking up. So
yeah,
we find ourselves with Magnolias in the yeah. studio
a lot yeah. together.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. That's so cool. And I love that you came together, obviously, through Tambourine Bash from Music yeah. Expo Memphis. That's a cool bonus. But I mean, you know, I think when that concept started really growing, for me, that was essential element of it, was that if this can turn into people collaborating, like, in the long term, like, a real, you know, relationships mm-hmm. that are creative and musical, and, like, that to me is the, that's, like, more than the icing on the cake. Like, yeah. it's a really, really cool element of getting yeah. to do that.
Totally.
Well, yeah. I can say the times that I've done it, I have successfully, or you've successfully, planted the seeds for relationships that have fruited yeah. over yeah. that time. So I'm thankful for
that's
that.
That's amazing. Thank you for creating the space for us to do that. You know,
I love it.
Elizabeth, thank you.
But I love that you're now going to be on this big stage together and deservedly so. And yeah, I mean, and just we're going to say this a few times through the show, but where should people go if they are like, oh, my gosh, I need to get my tickets right now?
Crosstownarts.com.
Okay.
That's the link is there or on my website. But go. It's all the same.
That's yeah. where they need to go. Yes. All right. We're of course, going to listen to some music throughout the show. And I'm just going to pick all my favorite things. I didn't even ask y'all for input on your own music that we should play because I get to decide. So we're going to listen to the title track from Taliba's record that came out last year, which I think is one of just I can't get over this song. I'll never get over it. Every time I listen to it, it's even better. And it's called Black Magic. And you are listening to it on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Black magic.
That is Talifa Sophia, Black Magic, title track of her record that came out last year. And was, let's run it back, featured as one of Empower's best records of 2024, NPR Music, and featured in the Oxford American Memphis, the music issue.
What an honor.
Amazing.
Yeah, you had a hand in that.
Well, sure. I'm just a behind, I'm just a behind the scenes. You know, you're whatever.
Just
you're
making
the
moves.
You're the one. If you don't make, if you didn't make the record, nothing I do matters, right? Yeah. I can tell people it's great all day long, but when it's really great, that helps.
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you wrap your head around some of that praise? Like,
You know, I feel like the best advice that people have given about those type of things is to take it in the same way you take anything else, any other type of feedback. And I've been doing that in a way that it feels really good. And I'm thankful for the affirmation that my work matters. I need that affirmation. But I'm also really working to take other kinds of feedback at the same time so that I can direct myself based on what people are sharing with me. So I'm really, really thankful for the praise. And I'm also thankful for the criticism too. So I'm trying to take them in the same way, you know.
That's so interesting. So something that I think that is a thread that goes through both of your music, both of y'all's musics, is connection with your ancestors. And so I just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit. I don't know that I have a fully baked question, other than I'm just thinking about, when I think about Black Magic, I think about the High Water Blues catalog and just calling back on some of that, you know, those influences in that early music. And then, and I think then, Marcella, about To Bend to the Will of a Dream That's Being Fulfilled. And I think about your grandmother and, like, or is it great-grandmother? Is it
great?
Yeah. Great. Yes. But anyway, I'm just thinking about ancestors and thinking about how you both are thinking about a lot and inspired by where and who you're from. And, yeah, I don't know. Has that been a point of connection between the two of you? And, like, just would love to talk about that a little
Absolutely, yeah. Certainly. I mean, they're guiding us. And, like, I feel like, you know, for a lot of my life, I was somewhat conscious of it, but it's like I didn't really bring that forward until recent years of, like, really needing them and really wanting to connect with them, to have a better understanding of them and myself, you know, and our whole role in this, in what our purpose in the world, you know.
Yeah.
I know that's a big answer, but, you know.
I mean, it's true. And I feel like as you age, you start to become more curious about those who come before you. In your 20s, you feel like you're going to live forever.
Totally.
And when you get a little older and you really start to respect your mortality, then you become curious about those who came before you and who have influenced your walk. And I think it kind of helps you to understand how you want to continue the conversation of your bloodline when you think about where y'all have come from. It helps you to expand your ideas of what's possible. It helps you to understand the roots of your desire to be on stage, to be an entrepreneur, to be of service. It's coming from somewhere. And so to build a relationship with them kind of helps you to see where it can go and why you feel so drawn to that particular type of work.
Yes. How do you feel it when you're on stage, when you're performing?
It feels like a prayer. I love singing in front of people. I feel like that has to be how preachers feel when they're doing their thing or motivational speakers. It's just like, I'm pouring out my heart to you, and your willingness to be open to receive it is really amazing. It feels like I'm coming with such a big energy, you know, that's not just me at those times. And so I always ask how I can be of service before I go on stage, and it feels like the direction of how to do so comes from this ancestral push.
Yeah, it's something divine, and like it's we receive this I don't know, like a download. I like to use that, and then we're able to create this vulnerability and this showing people that it's okay to be uninhibited and be free and express yourself, and then it's like a domino effect out into the world, and I feel like they respond to that, and it's this incredible sign. It's like, I don't, you said it beautifully.
Yeah. This is making me want to play a song from your record, Marcella. I'm sure you can guess which one.
Bloodline?
Yeah, Bloodline. Which one? Lilia? I was going to play Lilia. Okay. But I'll take requests.
No,
Lilia. You want to play Bloodline?
No, let's keep it upbeat.
So Marcella, you want to set this one up for us a little bit?
Yeah,
Lilia. You kind of set it up in the song, but yeah.
I mean, she was a beautiful, special human, and she inspired this song. Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is Lilia by Marcella Simeon. You're listening to it on WYXR.
Recently, I've been riding with my great-grandmother. Her name was Lilia Manuel Simia. She was a strong and beautiful Louisiana Creole woman, and she gave birth to 15 children. She made her own soap, her own clothes, and our family lived entirely off the land in Mallette, Louisiana. She crossed over to the other side when my father was still a baby, so I never got a chance to meet her in person. But I've been meditating on her contributions to our family and the wealth of knowledge that she shared on how to survive and how her many, many gifts created space for all her children to live freely and to share our gifts with the world.
Hydrated, satiated, emancipated. Can I tell you about the wealth that resides in my mouth? I invited on my insecurities over fatigue. Told me about this other reality that had nothing to do with me. Hydrated, satiated, emancipated. This is my direct line to the divine. It's risky, babe, but you gotta let go. Let go. I know it's risky to bend to the will of a dream that's being fulfilled.
Un trabalho por sobreviver a vida. We work hard to save our lives. E on vit pour sauver longtemps. And we
on exclaiming, Jordan's lally. We are slaves, but someday we'll be free. It's our mama primo. That's what mama primo.
Hello now. Don't you touch my radio.
That was Sure Thing by Taliba Safia. I have Marcella and Taliba in the house with me today. You're listening to Straight from the Source on WYXR. And we are getting ourselves excited for this weekend because Marcella and Taliba are going to be headlining the Crosstown Theater right here at Crosstown Concourse. And I just realized that Sure Thing has bug sounds too.
Isn't that wild?
So before Sure Thing, we heard Lilia from Marcella's record "To Bend to the Will of a Dream That's Being Fulfilled" that came out late last year. Is available on vinyl now
It is. And we have an extended edition coming out on Friday with remixes and.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Okay, we love it. We love it. So that's dropping Friday. And we were talking while it was playing about that beautiful sound.
Yeah.
And I totally did not realize that Sure Thing also has
me neither
bug sounds.
That's awesome. We're just aligned. We just do stuff like that happens all the time where we just like
have, yeah, you know, are on similar wavelengths.
It really is. It really is fun to listen to right now too, when it is like negative, whatever degrees.
No bugs.
Yeah, there are. Which, I mean, I'm not necessarily mad that there are no bugs, right, but it's there. That, I was just, I mean, I was saying to you during the music that like there is something about that sound that just really transports you, in a way that I think I have a hard time coming up with something else,
yeah,
that does the same thing in the, yeah, same exact way, because it's like it's very sensory, I think, the way that it takes me somewhere
totally
else.
Totally, yeah, just like tickles your ear.
Yeah. So speaking of sensory, I know, yeah, you've been doing a lot of cool stuff working on really changing, upping the game, I don't know, with your live show, like, yeah, doing some really different stuff. So tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I went to college for visual art.
Yeah.
And so I have this other part of my facet of myself that I'd, you know, love to interact with and incorporate that into my musical projects or my yoga work or whatever. So I try to infuse the two, and this has been that on a huger, larger scale. Like,
yeah,
this guy Graham Burks and his partner Thomas Corbin have this project called Infinity Stairs, and they create visuals, live visuals, and some programmed things that we've been putting together for music. Like,
yeah,
to intent, like it's something that they've been doing for a while, over the last couple years, and I noticed the work that they were doing, and I was like, man, I really feel called to work with them. And it's been such a fun project for us. Dustin and I and Yvonne Bobo and Graham built this structure that I'll be performing inside of and outside of, and there are screens adhered to it and 360 projectors going around it, and it's like, it's just a really unique experience.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it.
I mean, I wonder just like how that changes the dynamic for you as a performer, because I know, you know, obviously for us it's like it's always cool to have some added, you know, layer and digital, sure, element, like as the audience, yes, amazing, but like, yeah, what, like mentally, emotionally, spiritually, like what does that do for you as a performer?
Oh god, it just it helps me. It like sets things off to this other level for me. Like I feel like when I'm surrounded by these screens of this imagery, some of it are images of my family, and like there's all sorts of beautiful colors and things that I intentionally paired with each song, and it just it's like tripping without drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like the layman way to describe it. But it's like it's like being in an arts installation. And that is like the ultimate for me. I've wanted to do this forever, and to finally have it being birthed on stage here is like so special.
That's really cool.
Really excited. Yeah.
So that explains a lot, because I was wondering about the Infinity Stairs that I was seeing on, yeah, the poster. Like, what is that? And okay, so is that solely a visual project, or is it a musical project as well for them?
He also is a multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
And so he has a couple of them will be helping. Like Dustin's going to help play some live instruments. There's going to be, because since I recorded all the instruments myself on the album, and it was all me, we'll have some program things happening. I'll be playing live. We'll have some accompaniment. Graham is a great, yeah, just a great artist, and has also did a remix on, two remixes on my extended album that's coming out Friday. So you get to hear a little bit of his style of music too. And
yeah,
it's cool. It's really like, it's just what I needed. I needed a kind of a bolt of new energy in my show, and I wanted to offer something new to everyone else, because it just keeps it exciting for me and for the audience, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. That's really cool. All right. So if you're just joining us, Marcella Simeon and Talipa Sophia are my guests today, and we are here because they have a concert coming up this Saturday night at Crosstown Theater, right here at Crosstown Concourse. And we've been talking about Infinity Stairs, which is this really cool, bringing this really cool visual element to the show on Saturday night. And Marcella, remind everybody where they can go to get tickets.
Yes, go to Crosstown Arts website and grab your tickets now, because we are running out.
That is the best phrase ever uttered.
That's what I wanted to happen, and it's, yeah, happening.
That's amazing. That's a really, really good feeling.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So, okay, I wanted to ask both of you this question, and I know that the answer is going to be very different because for a million reasons, yeah. but not the least of which is that you're coming at it from two distinctly different places. But what keeps you in Memphis?
Oh man, Music Export Memphis.
Oh my gosh, you are not being compensated.
No, I know that.
I just need everyone to know.
It helps so much.
Except that you are being compensated because that's exactly what we do.
That is what they do. but no, I mean, that is the community, the sense of community here, I feel, is unlike any other city that I've lived in and or spent time in. And I mean, obviously we have such a rich musical history, but I always go on and you're the biggest advocate and cheerleader for, you know, our music community, but there's so much happening that I feel like is exciting. Just visual art, theater, music. It's like, I feel like there's an energy here that is really special because it is, you know, it's a bit more affordable to live here than other cities. And yeah. It's kind of like a secret, you know, like people mm-hmm. don't know how cool it is until you're really here, you know? It's home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's something that I wonder about, like with you specifically and artists like you, because you come from a very rich musical place, right? And you could choose to be in a lot of places, but you came here to go to Memphis College of Art. You continue to choose to be here. And I just love, you know, thinking about, okay, what is it, right, that uniquely keeps people, somebody like you that is like, that I think you could go a lot of places and be successful, but I love that you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Me too.
Because, you know, like an artist like Taliba, like, so, you know, those of us who are from here, there's something different. Like, yeah. It's a lot of the same things that you said, but yeah. There's also inherently, there's that, my family's here, I'm from here, you know, there's that different thing that's kind of rooting you in place.
Right.
And so I love to sort of think about that question. All right, I want to listen to one more song from your album.
Yeah.
What should we do?
Ooh, okay, let's think. I like Psychic today.
Okay.
I think that's a good one.
Why don't you set it up for us?
Okay. Yeah, Psychic is a song that I wrote about my husband.
All right. All right. This is Psychic. You are hearing it by Marcella Simeon right now on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Your texture is like the sun, and you're glowing all over everyone. And I know when it hurts, and you can't sage this room, sage this place. From the argument last night and all the things we didn't mean to say. And I know when it hurts you and you can't say. You know, back when we started dating, I used to internet stalk you. Then I'd dream about when you'd take my hand and marry me. Then you woke me from my sleep, and then I stepped into another dream. You woke me from my sleep, and then we stepped into another dream. In it.
All right, that was Psychic. That's Marcella Simeon. That's from her album To Bend to the Will of a Dream That's Being Fulfilled, which I feel like I've only today, and I've just confidently said it like 8 times. Every other time I played so many songs from that record since it came out, and every other time I'm like looking over at the computer like, let me make sure I'm saying this exactly right, and now I'm just like, boom, got it, mastered it. You are listening to Straight from the Source. I'm hanging out here with Marcella Simeon, Taliba Sophia. Marcella, we were just talking about what keeps you in Memphis, and Taliba, you know, you're from here, right? Mm-hmm. And this is a different question, but I think it's also still an essential question. Like, what keeps you in Memphis?
I think it's definitely an essential question, because a lot of times when you leave, you don't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt such a strong draw that I was super resistant to at first to come back. But the way that my career and my community has blossomed since I've been back home has been very different than what I've experienced in living other places. It feels like we're all on the same team of wanting to see the city's music scene expand. And mm-hmm. so to be on the same page with so many people, I think has really been of service. And then also, quite simply, family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, it's there's definitely, like, for me too, you know, I'm from here, and there's that thing that keeps you rooted. Like, but there's gotta be something else too, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm just, especially for creative people, I'm always interested in the answer to that question. Like, what keeps your creative fire stoked?
Honestly, I like that there's also something that can't really be named that keeps it going here.
Yeah.
Like, writing music is really easy here.
Yeah.
Like, figuring out the words and being able to say exactly what I feel has proven to be simpler here than other cities that I've lived in for some reason.
That's
I don't
wild.
Know if it's the Mississippi or
There's
what.
Something. Yeah,
something
some kind
about
of
it.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about That's like cool. let's talk about just collaboration broadly. Like, obviously we're here talking today because of this collaboration between the two of y'all, because you're going to be on stage Saturday night at Crosstown Theater right here at Crosstown Concourse.
Oh, yeah.
Get your tickets through Crosstown Arts. But you know, I think that something that I feel like I've seen anecdotally over the last 5 years, maybe more, is an increase in people's, in artists and creatives' desire to collaborate in Memphis specifically. That I think when I first started working in music here, which, you know, so we're talking about almost 15 years ago. anyway, I feel like there was a resistance to it on some level. And maybe just more of a little bit of a scarcity mindset taking over in that space too.
Yeah.
And I think now I just see collaboration constantly. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. But like, what, you know, I would love to just talk about a little bit about the role that collaboration has played for each of you in your development as an artist. And have you seen that, your desire to collaborate, grow?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
I feel like Black Magic was such a big collaboration experiment for me. I have spent so much time writing songs by myself, and it's like my heart wanted to do it in the room with other people, to welcome more people into the process. And I think also, like you said, a lot of our OGs, if you will, or mentors, we can watch and see where we have opportunity for growth as a community.
Yeah.
And I think that it has been in the spirit of collaboration. It doesn't serve to do everything in a silo.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more helpful to bring your brands and your brains together. Like, just because me and Marcella are here, I think she has so much of what I admire about a musician that I don't have. And I think the other
same
way
yeah.
is true for her
yeah.
towards me. And I think the people that I collaborate with, they have something that I admire that I don't have. But to be around somebody that has it is enough. I don't have to be jealous of it
exactly.
or have it myself. I can just enjoy that I have friends that do have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that we've been able to celebrate
yes.
lately that feels like mandatory.
Totally. That's yeah. such an important spirit to have and perspective, I think, just in general, not just alone working in music or the arts, but just in life.
Mm-hmm.
Learning to just appreciate the talents of the people around you, you know, and like, and celebrate and lift each other up, because like, this is a hard world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we have to have each other's back, you know.
Yeah.
Especially when you feel a connection with someone. And I feel like you really need to trust your gut and your intuition when you sense that something is right there or is synergized, you know, because there's a reason for that. You know, there's no accidents. And I think it's beautiful when you can create together.
Yeah.
You know? The possibilities are endless, and we can change the world with our creativity and our art, you know.
Yeah. It's the only thing that ever has, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just in case you're just joining us, I'm Elizabeth. This is Straight from the Source. I've got Marcella Simeon and Taliba Sophia in the house with me. You're listening to WYXR. We are just talking and getting excited about this show that's happening this weekend. So when did the idea to do this concert specifically, like, when did this percolate and how?
Well, I kind of thought the natural thing was, you know, I wanted to do it here at the Concourse somewhere because I love the Green Room. I know you've had great shows in the Green Room, too.
Yeah.
It's just the vibe here is special. And I thought, okay, well, we sold out the Green Room a couple times. Let's see how we can expand this. You know, I want more people to be able to experience it together. And I brainstormed and thought about who could partner with me and really, like, take this to the next level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was obvious it was Taliba. It was obvious.
Yeah.
Well, I'm honored.
Oh, God, me too.
Yeah, yeah. And ever since I walked in, I'm just, honestly, I love watching how Marcella works differently than me.
Mm.
I love how far in advance she plans things. In the ways that we're similar, we're also very different.
Yes.
So I love this collaboration because I feel like we've gotten to learn a lot about each other. And both of us have grown so much since we first met, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's been pretty cool to get an inside scoop on how you move.
Yeah. We complement each other well.
Yeah.
On and off stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to be, witnessing everybody else, witnessing the magic on Saturday. It's one of my favorite things about my job. I got asked this recently, and now I can't remember who asked me this. I think I might have been on a podcast. Anyway,
cool.
And they were like, you know, what's your favorite thing about, or one of your favorite things about what you do? And I was like, well, it's when I get to be in the audience and I get to watch artists, you know, that I know. Like, I know what's about to happen to you, people that are among me in the audience, right? But you don't know. And that is, like, the most wonderful feeling. And I'm thinking of an Americana Fest that you both played back in 20, whenever that was.
18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I really, really felt that. And then I'm thinking about, you know, Marcella, you're getting ready to go to Montreal to perform at Folk Alliance International here in a couple of weeks, and I get to be there and witness that. And Taliba, I got to see you perform at Americana Fest this past September, which I was telling somebody, and I don't know if I had the chance to tell you this, that what I really loved about that performance was you could hear a pin drop in that room. Mm-hmm. When you stopped playing, it was like silence. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, Music X Marvis has been throwing this party at Americana Fest for, we're getting close to 10 years. And it's a party. Like, we always have really good food. I mean, you know, we bring Memphis,
lovely,
right?
Yeah.
So we always have really good food. We have really good alcohol. Like, we have all the things. And people get really, it's lit. But,
yes, it was lit.
Oh, my God. But, like, you stopped, the last note hit of each song, and it was just, like, total silence. I have, rarely have I experienced something like that. It was amazing. Because I feel like, because when it's not that, you know, and then going back to my favorite thing about what I do, I'm always like, y'all need to pay attention.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening up here. Y'all need to listen. I'm gonna go around, like, pushing people.
Yeah. Honestly, that was one of my favorites of the, maybe my favorite. I really, really enjoyed that set. That was that was fun, and the audience was really into it.
They were with
I just
you.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah.
So I had a great time. Thank you for having me.
Yes. I hope the same will be true in the theater.
Oh yeah.
What I mean, so is it all? It's all seated on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a different vibe too.
But you can get up and move too.
Okay.
You know, do whatever you're called to do.
Definitely.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. All right. All right.
No rules.
Yeah. I love it.
Come out in the aisles. Yeah. Get weird.
You heard it here. Come out in the aisles and get weird. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, we don't have a lot of tickets left, though. Like, yeah. That's yes. Serious. Serious.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. This is not a game.
This is not a joke, Jim. Identity theft is not. No. It's okay. Yes, you need to go to Crosstown Arts website and pick up your tickets if you want to go, because they are selling really fast. And that is really, really exciting. And it's exciting to see people taking action in advance. We love that. Mm-hmm. As much as we love you, Memphis, you don't always do that.
You don't.
So we love to see that. That's awesome. Honestly, something that I will say that I really love about this show particularly is seeing the two of y'all on this larger stage in terms of like our venue scene, where we typically expect to see our local artists, however much they may have risen in mm-hmm. profile, like yeah. where we expect to see them versus where we expect to only see touring artists. And I love that you all are going to be on this stage because I think it's such a great room, and you deserve to be
thank
in
you.
Great rooms.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful, and we're going to have us a good time. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there an after party?
Yeah.
Of course there is. Tell them about it, baby.
Oh, we're having an after party called The Hood Rave at 616.
Yes.
The classic club that has had so many names. But yeah, right after it's 10 till, so we're selling tickets for that too, and those have been going pretty quick as well. And so you get out of your cute theater clothes, bring your dancing shoes. Yes. Okay. Let's continue to increase the energy.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. What I feel like there's not a lot of good places to just go and just dance.
And that's exactly true. Why we want to do this. Yeah. Because I just remember when I was growing up, us dancing at parties, having all these dances we were practicing and all of that. Yes. And we've gotten older, and you go to a place and there's such good music playing, and I'm like, I want to get loose, but nobody else is moving. So that's what this one is for. This is for dancing. We're celebrating this beautiful collaboration that we're having, and we're celebrating the new year, and there's so many things that a lot of us have big feelings about, but dancing it off I think will serve everybody.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the Hood Rave. It's at 616.
Yeah.
And where do people go to get information and tickets for that?
Hoodrave.com.
Okay. We like to keep it simple.
It simple. Yeah.
Who's DJing the Hood Rave?
Oh, so we have JB, which is gonna be really exciting.
WYXR Zone.
Yes. We have Chief Reefa, formerly of WYXR. And we have Breezy, who is amazing, and DJ Nico, who's been making moves worldwide in this past year. So we're really excited to have a great lineup playing some really cool music.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yep. I'm going to have a blast. Nice. I'll be doing a flip in there, so stay 6 feet away so I can do cartwheels.
Oh my gosh.
I'll be on a handstand.
If I try to do a cartwheel, I would be in traction. Okay. Just have, is EMS on standby?
We will have a doctor in the building who will probably be doing some flips with me.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. I would not be able to walk the next day for sure. That's amazing. All right. Well, we're almost to the end of an hour together. I'm Elizabeth. It's straight from the source. I've been hanging out with Marcella and Taliba. We're just talking and getting excited about this concert on Saturday night. If you want to go, you better act now, because tickets are going to sell out. And you just need to head to Crosstown Arts to get information and access those tickets. We are going to play one more. So we're going to leave them with one more song from Taliba. And I decided that I want to play Papa Please. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this one, Taliba?
Oh, I just love this song, Papa Please, which I made with the Madam Frankie. Who composed it with me. We did it at Edge Recording, and it's just a visual story that'll have your head nodding because it just feels good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dustin and I were just saying it on the way here, not to be a total dork, but yeah, we were literally.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
He started it too.
It's a real bop.
Yes.
Before I press play on Papa Please and let people turn it up wherever they are, I would say roll your windows down because that's usually what I say, but please don't do that.
Please don't.
It's really cold. But turn it up real loud. Let's make sure that folks know where to find each of you as well. So Marcella, where can people find you on the internet? Where are they going to find this new extended edition of your album that's dropping on Friday?
It is streaming everywhere on Friday, this Friday. So wherever you stream music, it's going to be in the stream, jump in the stream. And then MarcellaSimeon.com for shows and merch and art and whatever you need. And Marcella Simeon Music on Instagram.
Amazing. Taliba.
Yes, indeed. Well, I am Taliba Safia, TalibaSafia.com, where you can find merch and music and subscribe to my newsletter. And for now, I'm on Instagram at Taliba.Safia.
All right. And Crosstown Arts is where you want to go to get that info. Yes. And grab your tickets for Saturday night. It's going to be a really, really great show. And I think it'll be, it's going to be my first concert of 2025. So I feel like that's a good note to kick the year off on, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, really, really looking forward to it. So, and Music Export Memphis will be popped up in the lobby as well. So come by and say hello while you get your drink and buy your merch and all of that. Bring money for the merch. Always bring money for the merch. All right, this has been Straight from the Source. If you missed any of this conversation or you want to listen back to episodes of any of your favorite shows, head to WYXR.org. You can get those archived episodes right at your fingertips. I'll be back here next Tuesday and every Tuesday with more Memphis music. We're going out with Taliba Safia. This is Papa Please. I'll see y'all next week. Stick around for the Crooked Beat.
Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting the Yellow Jackets, Saturday, February 1st at 8 p.m. Originally formed in 1970, the Yellow Jackets have recorded 25 albums and enjoyed